Let's look at question 1.3. A ball is projected vertically upwards from the ground and reaches its maximum height after a while. Ignore the effects of air friction. How will the acceleration end? It is anything which is in capital letters or bold. You must highlight because it's a reminder to pay attention. So will the acceleration, highlight acceleration and total mechanical energy, highlight total mechanical energy of the ball at the maximum height, compare, underline compare or highlight compare to that immediately after it was projected. Here, it's English. What they are saying is, on the ground, immediately it was projected, you're going to look at the acceleration and the total mechanical energy and compare it to the same two at its maximum point. And you know, in vertical projectile motion, when an object is projected, as it goes up, the velocity would definitely decrease until it gets to the maximum point where the velocity will be zero. And we are looking at only that one direction, one dimension. Therefore, let's focus on there. When it comes to acceleration, in vertical projectile motion, immediately it was projected. The only acceleration down there is acceleration due to gravity acting downwards. So even at the maximum point, it's the same acceleration due to gravity acting downwards. So for acceleration, the acceleration at the starting close to the ground and the acceleration at the maximum is the same or is equal. And then you come to mechanical energy, the total mechanical energy. They use the word total because whenever you talk about mechanical energy, it's the combination or is the algebraic sum of the potential and kinetic energy of the body. So whilst it left the ground, we have the maximum velocity. Hence, we always say that close to the ground, kinetic energy is maximum. And because there is no height, potential energy is zero. So, close to the ground, the total mechanical energy is simply equal to the maximum kinetic energy. And since energy is neither destroyed or created, as the velocity decreases on its way up, the energy is being converted to potential because the object is now gaining height from the ground. And at the maximum point the ball reaches, it has the maximum height where velocity is now zero. So kinetic energy there will be zero. And mechanical energy would therefore be equal to the maximum potential energy, of which it will be the same because the calculation of mechanical energy close to the ground and when it gets to the maximum height, the value will be the same. So we are saying acceleration on the ground and then at the maximum height will be equal and total mechanical energy will also be equal. So when you look at the options, option A, I will look at the part of acceleration only. I see A has equal and C has equal. So I'm going to rule B and D out because I expect acceleration to be equal. Therefore, B and D will be out of our argument at the moment. Then we go to total mechanical energy. Because we are focusing on A and C, one should have our answer. We notice that C, mechanical energy, is said to be greater than And therefore, we rule C out because we are expecting acceleration close to the ground should be equal to or should be the same as the acceleration at the maximum height, the ball reach, and total mechanical energy should be same. Hence, A should be the correct answer because we have what we are looking for, both sides stating equal.